Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bob Stallman of American Farm Bureau, talking beef checkoff in just a moment. Well, neighbor, here comes Superior Livestock's Bell Ringer Sale, Bell Ringer 28, coming up Thursday and Friday, January 15th and 16th, offering 65,000 head to be sold, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, both Thursday and Friday, on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be selling mainly yearling cattle on Thursday, calves, replacement heifers, and breadstock on Friday. If you want more details, call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
Delegates at this year's American Farm Bureau convention in San Diego supported specifically the current beef checkoff, the Promotion Research Act of 1985 that set up the current checkoff, and the Federation of State Beef Councils. They also indicated that they oppose any national beef checkoff program established under the Commodity Promotion Research and Information Act of 1996 and other changes to the selection process for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. According to Bob Stallman, president of AFBF, he believes that the effort to try to come up with revisions to the beef checkoff through the working group of several organizations is all about trying to find more revenue for beef promotion, research, and education.
Well, what I'd like to see, and in fact I think it's the only way that we will make positive changes in terms of increasing the resources for the beef checkoff, is for all those groups that represent beef producers to get together and agree on a path forward in terms of modifying the current act that is in place. But the primary goal of the beef checkoff working group, from our perspective, has been to figure out a way to increase the resources by increasing the checkoff rate. To do that takes legislation. To accomplish legislation in a difficult or to pass legislation such as this in a difficult political environment, beef industry has to go in there united, and we're not united now. So if you ask me what I'd like to see, I'd like to see the beef industry get united and move forward and improve the checkoff. Too many of the entities involved in the beef industry are fighting policy battles through this discussion about the beef checkoff, which to me is a mistake. It's going to hurt the beef industry. I'm a beef producer. I know the benefits of the checkoff. And at this time in our history, with society being further removed from agriculture, you know, the education and information component and marketing component of that beef checkoff is going to be critical for the future. So that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the beef industry come together. So far, we're not there, and I've been involved in that working group for about 3 years now. So maybe we can make things better here in this coming year in 2015.
And Mr. Stallman says that Farm Bureau will not walk away from the beef checkoff working group efforts.
Right now, I'm hopeful enough to say that we should continue working on it. We're still a ways from coming to a resolution that I think will work in getting legislation passed.
Bob Stallman, president of the American Farm Bureau and a cattle producer from the state of Texas. Delegates seem to be on the same page as Mr. Stallman, reaffirming their support for the current beef checkoff, the Federation of State Beef Councils, and the selection process for the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Interact with the best in farming and the industry at No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th in Salina, Kansas. Be sure to take in the industry morning marketplace the morning of the 27th and talk with vendors at the largest no-till trade show in the region. Get registered today at www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525. This 19th annual event is sponsored in part by Green Cover Seed, Pressbuster, and Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer.
That's your Beef Buzz from San Diego. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.